Hello?
I can speak to Mr. Healy, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Craig. My name is Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. We're helping
Oh, yeah,
with
good
the
day.
Scottish Redress case. Yeah, I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Fantastic. Craig, have you got 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, sir? I'm literally picked up your case, and I'm the guy who's going to do all the investigation into the local authorities, your GP, NHS, try and gather as much information as I can for you.
Aye, sure.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, Craig, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My role, Craig, is not to drag up, go back over your statements, and you've already done that, and I don't want to keep dragging you through it. My role is to find out how your time in care has affected you as an adult.
Right.
So whether that be, depression, anxiety, PTSD, substance abuse, alcohol issues, because we can tie that back because of obviously your time in care.
Yeah.
Have you had any sort of depression, Craig? Have you been treated for depression?
Yeah, well, this is only something that I've kind of within the past kind of year or
Okay.
so. I'm currently on a waiting list to speak to some trauma counsellors.
Okay.
I've got my finger, I've got my first appointment at the end of the month.
Okay.
So I've been waiting a wee while for that.
Have you been
But I mean,
diagnosed with depression, Craig, before the trauma counselling?
yes, aye.
Okay. Are you on antidepressants at the moment?
Not currently. There's reasons behind that.
Okay. It's entirely up to you to disclose to me what you wish.
Basically,
Doctor.
because I've had suicidal tendencies in the past.
Okay.
They wouldn't, they kind of don't want to risk kind of medication because they say that can make things worse.
Okay.
I did kind of opt for that option as well, but I've been advised that along with the kind of therapy and stuff, that it could go hand in hand, so it's not something I'm fully discounting
Okay.
at this time, but
Okay.
yeah,
Just
I'm just kind
about
of waiting to
to.
see
Yeah.
what the kind of therapy can bring.
Okay, perfect. Therapy. How are you in yourself, Craig? How are you day to day?
I mean, coping not too bad, but I've a few outlets now that kind of help me in the day to
Okay.
day. But I mean, yeah, it's I don't really speak to people. I have a lot of kind of trust issues, so
Yeah, I
I don't
get that, yeah.
associate with people a lot. I'm
Yeah.
alone a lot quite often, so
Yeah. What
it's
did you
just,
feel? Obviously, you can't trust anybody.
well, 100%. It's,
Okay. I get
yeah.
that. I mean,
So I just kind of keep myself. Just kind of
Yeah.
kick about in the house and
Yeah, well, look,
do as you do.
your foundation, your childhood is built around mistrust, isn't it? But,
I mean, sure.
Okay, so I'm going to write to your GP, Craig, if that's okay. I won't tell them what it's for. I will
Yeah,
just
sure.
request any sort of medical history and records for you. I know you've mentioned suicidal tendencies. Have you ever followed through and attempted suicide?
There was once a long time ago,
Okay.
probably about a decade ago.
Okay. And did that result in a hospital admission?
Well, I mean, I was taken to hospital that day, but I was very quickly released again.
Okay. Well, that'll be in your hospital records. Will they know the reason why you admitted?
I would imagine so, yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, just what if I'm asking you questions that you don't want to answer, Craig, just tell me. My job is obviously to try and uncover as much information as I possibly can for you. I'll write to the hospital. Can you let me know what hospital that was, please, Craig?
Hospital would have been, it's in East Ayrshire. Give me a quick second.
Yeah, okay.
It's a place called Cross House Hospital in East Ayrshire.
Cross House Hospital. Okay, that's all I need. I'll find out the rest of the details from there. Obviously, your GP knows, they diagnosed trauma training for trauma counselling for you. Can I take your GP's details, please, Craig?
Yeah, just let me double check.
I just need the name of the practice, really. I can find out everything else myself.
Yeah. It's Fernbank Medical Centre.
Fernbank or Fernbank, sorry?
Fern, F-E-R-N.
A Fernbank. Okay. And what about is that? Is that Ayrshire as well? East Ayrshire?
No, this is in Glasgow. 194 Fernbank
Street. I'll get all that details, it's no problem. Okay, so with your permission, I'm going to write to the local NHS Trust for the Cross House Hospital. I'll write to your GP. Like I said, I won't tell them what it's for. I'll only do that with your permission, by the way, Craig. I won't do it without your permission.
You've got the go-ahead from me.
Perfect, thank you.
Pretty much, I've not went into depth with my GP, but...
Okay. I'm just trying to build a picture of how, you know, what's happened to you in your young years, how it's affected you in growing up to be an adult, which obviously then will determine, you know, how the Scottish Redress see the case and hopefully obviously give you the maximum amount of money or that they can. And the recognition, which is probably more important, that you were massively wronged as a child. Okay. So, once I have all this information, Craig, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it to you because it's yours.
Okay.
I'll share it with you. I'll jump on a call with you. Me and you will go through it together. We'll go through your statements. We'll make sure that you haven't forgotten everything. We've gone through everything with a fine-tooth comb. We'll bulk it out with obviously your medical records and your hospital stay. I know you obviously said you have trust issues and you don't really associate with people, but has anyone else seen the impact of your time in care into your adulthood? Like a family member, do they know what you're going through, or do you keep all that to yourself?
My twin sister, she was also in care with me.
Okay. Is she claiming, or is she...?
No, we were kept in separate rooms, so it was pretty much I was in the room with the abuser, and she
wasn't. Okay. But she has obviously seen the effect of your time there on you.
Yeah.
Not that she doesn't have to have witnessed the abuse, just to see the effect. Just have a think about it between now and when I come back with the information, and it could be anywhere up to between six and 10 months.
Okay.
If you're happy to follow us up, me have a chat with your sister and take a statement from her, make a witness impact statement, if you like.
Yeah.
But again, that's entirely up to you. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, I suppose.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, sister. Could potentially. Okay. So once we have all the information, once we finally submit everything to Scottish Redress, what will happen then is we'll then chase for a panel date. It's when they read all through all the information that we've given them, and they will then hopefully give us some form of compensation figure. We'll run all that past you first, obviously. It's your decision to make whether you want to take that money or you think you should go for more. You'll be advised by our senior solicitor, Matt Bell, on what to do. So we'll hold your hand and we'll walk you through every step of this process from now on, just to try and help you as much as we can, Craig.
Perfect.
Okay. Do you have any questions about the process, about what's next and that?
No, I mean, you've explained it pretty well.
Okay, perfect. So obviously, due to the sensitivity and the nature of these cases, Craig, I do have to go back a couple of steps and explain to you what you've signed and our fees and what other options are out there for you. I just need to make sure that you're aware that there are other options out there. You can't actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. Obviously, you would apply through the Scottish Redress website. Whether you get your own information to substantiate your claim, obviously that's all up to you. But then you're down to trusting whether they're going to give you a fair payout, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you've been let down by these institutions multiple times over the years. So that's one option, you can do it yourself. There are other law firms, Craig, which you could use, which participate in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme.
Right.
What that means is the government pays the law firm, whether you win, lose or draw, a £2,000 fee. I can't comment on their processes, but I will let you know that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't want money from them.
Okay.
We're entering, or we will enter into a joint venture fee agreement with you on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you don't get paid, we don't get paid. Our fees are capped at 20%. That's inclusive of all VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%. Our job is obviously to maximise your claim value because it's in our interest as well as it being in your interest. We're not going to be taking handouts from the Scottish Government. I don't know if they, you know what I'm trying to say. I'm not, we've got skin in your game, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand those three separate options
yeah,
for
yeah.
you, Craig?
Of course,
okay.
Yeah.
Are you still happy to go ahead with our option?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Just so you know, Craig, you do have a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is you can cancel the contract within 14 days.
Okay.
But that also means that I can't start work on your case for 14 days as well. So if you also have the right to waive that 14 day, and obviously I can start on your case as soon as possible. But that's entirely up to you.
No problem.
Are you happy to waive the 14 day, Craig? Or
yeah.
The 14? Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Craig, is in the next 2 weeks, I'll send you out a letter with all my contact details, all our after hour contact details. A brief explanation of what we're doing, just to recap this call. If you need me, Craig, at any time, ring me, okay?
No problem.
I don't care what time it is. I'll pick it up. If I can't pick it up, it means I'm on a call to another client. I'll leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
No problem.
There's no silly questions here, buddy. There's no ask me absolutely anything, and I'll tell you.
I appreciate that, mate. Thanks.
Perfect, Craig. Thank you very much, buddy. Obviously, I'm grateful I get to speak to you, but I'm also sorry the reasons why I have to speak to you. It must be hell with me and everybody.
I can definitely appreciate that, mate. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Craig. Enjoy your evening.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.